Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. A good morning to you, good afternoon to me. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel. This is on page 520, Reish Samach Amud Beis, and it's a short Simen, so let's see, let's get right to it. So this is, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Ma'arvin Eruvi Chatzeres V'Shituvim Avuos B'Yom Tov Shchalios B'Erev Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls on a Friday, you cannot make an Eruv Chatzeres or a Shituvim Avuos V'im Shachach V'lo Iriv. I mean, you cannot make it on that Friday, on that Yom Tov. V'im shachach v'lo iriv me'erev Yom Tov. And if you did not make it an Erev already from Erev Yom Tov, v'chalu shnei Yom Tov v'yom ha'chamish v'yom shishi, and it's a three-day Yom Tov, it's a Thursday, a Friday, and a Shabbos, so ya'ariv b'yom tov al tenai. You can make an Erev on Yom Tov al tenai. Sheyomar, that on Thursday you say, im ha'yom chol, if today is really a weekday, yeheze Erev, then this should be my Erev. V'im ha'yom kodesh, and if today is really Yom Tov, ein b'dvarai klum, then this is not, then whatever I'm saying now is gibberish. Ulamachar, and then on Friday you come back again and you say, Yomar, imayom kodesh, if today is really Yom Tov, so whatever I said yes is, so that I made the Erev yesterday, hare rafti me'etmol, vimayom chol, and if today is really a weekday, so what I said yesterday is gibberish, and therefore, yeheze Erev, let this be an Erev. Vahani mili bibez Yom Tov shalgalios, but this only works with when it comes to Yom Tov sheni shalgalios. Avol bibez Yom Tov shal Rosh Hashanah, low. But when it comes to the two days of Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, which we have even in Eretz Yisrael, such a deal does not work. De kiyoma arich do damya, because it's considered to be one long day of Yom Tov. Vayim v'kamantzim tovkov chavcheh. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein ma'arvin, m'nei shenirkim sakim Yom Tov l'tzorach machar v'mshachach v'irev yeshus tapik imahani. So we said that the reason you're not allowed to make the Erev on Yom Tov is because it looks like you're being misakin on Yom Tov for something that does not relate to Yom Tov, for a Shabbos need, not a Yom Tov need. And if you forget and you made the Erev on Yom Tov, so it's uncertain whether such an Erev works. B'Yom Tov shchal yos b'Erev Shabbos, bein shchal she yom Hey, Vav, oh Vav, Vishabis, Elyon Yechmer Yom Tov. Meaning, really, Lechachili, you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov, whether on Yom Tov it falls out of Friday, whether it's a Friday Shabbos Yom Tov, or it's a Thursday Friday Shabbos Yom Tov. Vim Shachach Velo Erev, Pirush Yom Tov, the Alma Velo Berev Shabbos, and if in general a person did not make an Erev, and it comes Yom Tov, so you could do Al Tanai, Ubelo Bracha. When you make an Erev Al Tanai, you don't say a Bracha, because you're each day when you're doing the Erev, it's a suffix whether that's really your Erev, and suffix brachos, lo hakel, perk yosef zim tavkov chavches. Yeheze Erev, l'tzorech Shabbos. So you declare this should be an Erev for the sake of Shabbos, ulam machar yomar, and then the next day, al oso apas, take the same box of matzahs, shim yomar al pas acher, because if you take a different box of matzahs, yisorech lishmor gam apas harishon, shia kaya matzah hashecha, lel Shabbos. You're going to need to make sure the first box of matzahs is also still around. So it's going to give you an extra job, it's going to give you extra something extra to guard over. Because maybe the previous day was really a weekday, that Thursday was really a weekday, v'chalei ruvo, and that Erev really worked. V'tzorek she'is kai, makrinis Shabbos. And so the Erev has to be around until Shabbos begins. B'shnei Yom Tov Shal Galios. But all this only works for Shnei Yom Tov Shal Galios. T'min HaTorah Kadosh Rak Yom Echad. V'asheni Mishum Sveika. Because Mida Oraisa, only one of the days is really Yom Tov. And the other day is only an issue of a Sveika. The only reason we keep 2 days is because of Sveika Diyoma. But the Rosh Hashanah is different. Ayin L'kaman Sim Tov Kuv Chavches. T'sham Mavur Disar Hanachas Erev. And in Tavkuf Chavches, what the Ramah is alluding to over here is that, wait just a second, what's the whole issue of preparing an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Is that you're doing like a Hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But aren't you allowed to do that when you have an Erev Tavshilin? Doesn't Erev Tavshilin allow you to do Hachanas from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So that's what he's referring to when he says, look in Tavkuf Chavches, where we explain some Hachanas, not this one, that you're not allowed to do an Erev on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Sif Beis, Echad Eruvi Chatzeros Ve'echad Shitufei Mavuos, both Eruvi Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavuos, Ma'arvinos and Benashmashos, can be made during Benashmashos, meaning it's Friday late afternoon and it's 5 minutes after Shkia, you can still make the Erev. Ve'afilum Kvar Kibel Lov Tosev Shabbos, and that's true, even if you're already Makabel Shabbos, you made early Shabbos, Ve'eshos Im Kibel Lov Tosev Shabbos. However, there are those that say, no, once you're Makabel Shabbos, Shabbos, it's Shabbos, and then you cannot make an Eruv anymore. Says the Mishabur, Tas Marvin also bin Hashmashos, Ayin Lelsim Reish HaMachal Sefal Mishabur Bir Alach Mashk Sav Nisham, Va'afilu Mekvar, Ratzuloma, Shekvar Kibu Lov Kodim Shnasa bin Hashmashos, Tikatar to the Reyesa, Afilu Achishari, meaning you made early Shabbos, you were Mekabel Shabbos an hour before Shkia, and now it's 5 minutes after Shkia, so you have two things working against you. Number one, that for you personally, it's already Shabbos, and number two, that for the whole world, it might be Shabbos, because it's after Shkia. Nevertheless, it's still mutter according to this opinion. But v'yesh osumim kibel, but there's a second opinion that says, no, once you're mekabel Shabbos, all bets are off. L'dudu asur minei ha-kabbalah. And the reason it's asur is because of the Kabbalah Shabbos that you made. Afilu adayin lo igiyaz man ben hashmashos. Even if it's still before Shkia. V'taymam d'kibin shekibel lov b'feirush chamur dover zeh yoser mizman ben hashmashos ta'asya memeila. It's one thing to be during ben hashmashos. That's a suffix. But when you bivadai explicitly said, I am hereby being mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, which by the way you're supposed to do, it's a kiyuma mitzvah, but when you did that, that has much more weight to it, and therefore it's too late to make an eruv once you have done that. Im kibel of Tosefes Shabbos, mibira gra mashmash mitzadi ledina kidei azo, v'ayin lel besim rei samachal siftal bir alach dibra maskele marvin. The bira gra sounds like he paskins like this more machmir opinion, that once you did, once you were mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, that's it. Then it's too late to make an eruv. Sif gimel, erev l'shnayim. If you made an eruv for two different people, le'echon mibod yom, v'nechala eruv bin hashmashos. For one of the people, you made the eruv early in the day on Friday, but it got, the food got eaten during bin hashmashos. Olechon eruv bin hashmashos. And for the other guy, you made the Eruv during Bein HaShemashos, Shneim Kanu Eruv. The Eruv works for both of them. Shalos HaShenachal Eruv Bein HaShemashos HaNuchash Masalayla. That for the one who whose Eruv got eaten during Bein HaShemashos, we can consider Bein HaShemashos to be Laila. So the Eruv is considered to have survived until Shabbos started, and as long as the Eruv was around when Shabbos started, it's a good Eruv. Ulos HaShenach Eruv Bein HaShemashos, and for the guy that you made the Eruv Bein HaShemashos for, Chosh Moso Yom, we say, it's a suffik, and Bein HaShemashos, for a Din D'Rabbanan, we can consider it to be Yom, so we consider it that you made the Erev in time. So even though it's a Tarti Desasri, Avalim Erev Allah Bein HaShemashos, Vin Ne'echal Erev Bein HaShemashos, Aser. But if you made an Erev for one guy, and you made that Erev during Bein HaShemashos, and then it got eaten while it was still Bein HaShemashos, you cannot say Bein HaShemashos is both day and night. That I made the Erev during Bein HaShemashos, and that counts as day, and then it got eaten during Bein HaShemashos, but that, don't worry, that was already at night. That we can, that far we cannot go. Siv Katan Yud Gimel, Erev L'Shnayim, Haynu Shashnayim Asu Shliach La'Erev B'Shvilan. Why are you making Erev for two different people? Two different people made you a Shliach to make an Erev for them. Anu Choshmo So Laila, Ukvar Chal Ha'Erev, even though the Erev got eaten during Bein HaShemashos, we consider the Bein HaShemashos to be nighttime, and therefore the Erev was already Chal. Choshmo So Yom, V'Niach B'Zmano, V'Av She'ish HaZeh Nasa Shliach, Ba'ad Shneihem, V'Sosun Eilu Le'Elu, that even though this guy was a Shliach for both of these people, and it's a stira to say that for one of them it's Bein HaShemashos is Laila, and for the other one Bein HaShemashos is Yom, Mikol Makom, T'kivin De'Eruv Chatzeres Milsa D'Rabbanan, Hi Talinan L'Kula L'Kal Achad V'Echad, Mishum D'Sveik D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Amazing, the Gemara says, it's quoting the Gemara, that we say Sveik D'Rabbanan L'Kula even though it's a Tarti Disasri, but it's a Tarti Disasri for two separate individuals, meaning Shluch HaShalom Kamosa. So you're doing an Erev on behalf of Reuven, an Erev on behalf of Shimon. That's like Reuven making one Erev and Shimon making another Erev. So that's allowed to be a Tarti Disasri. That is not going to be a problem. But if it's a Tarti Disasri within one person, Avlam Erev V'chule, where you made an Erev during Bein HaShemashos and it got eaten during Bein HaShemashos, to Kule, Haylo Mekalina L'Chalik HaZman, Bein HaShemashos Gufa L'Ish Echad. Dainu L'Inyan HaNochel L'Shav Yekiyom, L'Inyan Achil L'Shav Yekalayla. That we're not going to be split up Bein HaShemashos for one person and say, oh, as far as the Hanochas Eruv, it's considered daytime, and as far as the Achilas Eruv, it's considered nighttime. That far, we're not going to go. So to review what we learned today, in Sif Aleph, we said, that we don't make an Erev Chatzeres or Shituvei Mevuos on Yom Tov, even if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos. But you do have a trick that you could do if Thursday and Friday is Yontov, or any 2 days of Yontov, where you can make a Tanai, that if today is really Chol, this should be the Eruv, and if today is Yom Tov, this should be gibberish, and then the next day, you go back to that very same box of matzahs and say, if today is Chol, this should be the Eruv, and if yesterday was Chol, then I'm not doing anything right now. But that does not work for Shnei Yom Tov and Shul Rosh Hashanah. And then in Sif Beis we said that Eruv Chatzeres and Shituvei Mevuos can be made during Bein HaShemashos, but it's a machlokas if you're ready makabel tosef HaShabbos, whether it could be made, and the Gra is machmir on that issue since you actively are makabel tosef HaShabbos. And then in Sif Gimel we said that you can have a limited tarti desasri when it comes to Eruvin. If you're making Eruvin on behalf of two separate people, you can consider Bein HaShemashos to have been Yom Legabe one of them, and you can consider Bein HaShemashos to have been Laila Legabe the other person. But on behalf of one person, you cannot make an Erev during Bein HaShemashos and then have it get eaten during Bein HaShemashos and then rely on that Erev. That's too much of a Tarti Desasri. Tomorrow, we will finish up Hilchos Erevin, meaning we do Shin Tzadi Dalin and Shin Tzadi Hei, and then we move on to Hilchos Tchumin. And after that is Hilchos Eruvei Tchumin, and then Rosh Chodesh and Moadim and all the... So, that will be a big celebration tomorrow. I'm not sure when, where, what. I'm flying tomorrow back to New York, at least that's the plan. So we'll see if there's time in the airport. Otherwise, maybe late Thursday night or maybe Friday morning. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.